It's the Phillies and Braves in Atlanta. Jaime Garcia cruising along for Atlanta. Hadn't allowed a base runner until Howie Kendrick faced him in the top of the fourth.
That one's in the air to left field. That's well hit. Kemp going back. It is gone. The first hit of the night is a home run for Howie Kendrick. And the Phillies have tied this baby up at one.
Odubel, base hit could give them the lead. Swung on, pulled down the right field line, and that one is going to be a fair ball in to score Hernandez. Odubel will stop at second, yet another double.
Shocker.
His last nine hits are all extra base hits.
And a balk is called on Jaime Garcia, so Odubel Herrera will score, and the Phillies now lead it 3-1. For the first time this year, a Phillies starting pitcher is pitching in the eighth inning of a game. That's Aaron Nola. A line drive center field. Odubel Herrera started in, and he's able to recover and make the catch. Darren Nola, one run over eight innings. Pat Neshek has seven career saves, and he's on to try to save this one for the Phils. Runners lead off first and second, and he pops it up. Cameron Rupp, and he makes the catch, and the ball game is over.
Pete Mackinnon's squad held on late to beat the Braves on Tuesday night. Here's the skipper talking to reporters about the win.
I can't say enough about Nola. McClure and I had a meeting with him and Eichhoff the other day, and we challenged them to pitch better. Basically, it's as simple as that. And boy, did Nola rise to the challenge. He was outstanding. He used a lot of curveballs, had a real good changeup also, which he's been working on quite a bit, and it helped him a lot. So great to see somebody go eight innings. He begged me to go back out for the ninth. He was begging me, and I decided against it at the last minute. So
why?
Managerial decision. Well, the last two hitters in that eighth inning hit the ball hard right off him, and I didn't want him to face the middle of the lineup for a fourth time. You know, he did a great job. Rest of the bullpen gave us eight strong innings, and that's why.
Where was the meeting with him and Eichhoff, and how did you challenge him?
We challenged both of them to pitch the way they're capable of pitching.
Did you rough them up or?
No, yeah, beat them. I slapped them around a little bit. No, I just wanted to pose them a challenge and say, you know, wake up, let's go. You're better than this, and we know you're better than this. Start doing it.
Back at home, you met
Matt.
Yeah. So Pete,
he rose to it, boy. He really looked good, and he begged me to go back out. So I was thrilled about that.
What are you thinking now in the ninth inning? Are you going to see Pat Neshek closing games at this point?
I won't decide that. You know, the only issue with Neris is he's hanging too many splits. His split doesn't have the same action that he had last year, and we got to figure that out, because when he's got that real good split, he's unhittable. He just doesn't have it right now.
Here's Howie Kendrick talking to reporters after his three-hit game, which included a home run off Brave starter Jaime Garcia.
Sometimes it's the little things, you know, and he's been rolling the whole game, getting a lot of ground ball outs first inning. We grounded three balls back to him. But that's baseball. You know, you come out, sometimes it's just one mistake. You know, he was pitching well, made the one mistake. I saw it and hit it. You know, the guy's a good pitcher. You know, he goes out and does what he can. But at the same time, today, we did step it up after that. A lot of guys started swinging the bats. You know, Dubel's been really hot. Cesar's been doing his thing. You know, we had a bunch of guys been chipping in lately, you know, to do a lot of things. You know, I think the most impressive thing tonight was Nola going out and, you know, giving us the opportunity to win. So he kind of matched Jaime pitch for pitch, you know.
You've been swinging the bat since you've come back off the disabled list. You were swinging the bat well before you went on the disabled list. It's almost as if you didn't miss a step. You're obviously seeing the ball very well.
Yeah, you know, you just try to put in the work every day and just try to do the same things you were doing before you got hurt, and just try to stay consistent. Go out in situations and try to help the team win, you know, whether that's moving guys, and I think that keeps you locked in throughout the game. And, you know, just try not to let one pitch or one at bat affect the way you play the game, and just continue to roll. You know, I feel like a lot of guys lately have been having good at bats, you know, being really competitive, and I think the goal every day is to go out and compete.
You mentioned Aaron and what a great game he had. Four straight wins for this team. It's a combination of good pitching and timely offense. I mean, that's how you win baseball games, but this team seems like they're starting to, you know, catch fire a little bit.
Yeah, hopefully it's a sign of something really good. You know, we just got to keep playing good baseball, going out, putting up zeros, and then giving our pitchers opportunity too. You know, the bats have been really good. Hopefully we can continue to play well.
Aaron Nola pitched eight innings and picked up his third win of the season on Tuesday night. Here's the starter talking about his performance.
I bet you want the complete game.
Oh, yeah, man. Of course I wanted to. So that was their decision to take me out. But overall, you know, I felt good. It was definitely a good bounce back for me. We just want to keep this rolling, this win streak rolling for us. Ike and I knew what we needed to do. We just needed to execute our plan. And, you know, fortunately it worked out tonight. And, you know, it's something for Pete and them, just refresh our memory. And I think it definitely helped.
Pete said you tried pretty hard to get back out there in the ninth inning. Man, how hard did you try? How long did you try to argue with them to go out there and maybe get a complete game?
Yeah, I mean, I guess half the inning. I guess. yeah, I mean, sometimes those don't come by too often, you know. So, but other than that, it was a great team win. The guys closed the door at the end, and we just want to keep it going.
Aaron, what was the meeting like? What did they specifically stress to you and Ike in that meeting?
I mean, just to execute our pitches and do what we usually do. You know, get ahead and get the leadoff guy out. I think those are the two biggest things for us. And I think it's a big thing for everybody. Get the leadoff guy out, and things are more likely to go your way.
Jared Ikoff takes the mound for the Phillies on Wednesday night in the third game of this four-game series.